take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, prime time national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit holisticlifestylesradio.com.
The Defending Your Money show on AM 740 WSBR with Dan Ascani is all about you as the consumer, the investor, and the business, defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy. Let's spend drive time together defending your money. Listen to Dan Ascani and the Defending Your Money show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and again at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And of course, you can always find it on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. on AM 740 WSBR and stream live and archived on www.ascaniwm.com. And Blog Talk Radio. All for the bail bonds. Over 13 years of in the business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making All Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation, that's competent, and a knowledgeable staff, and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866 ALLBAIL.
It's That Sci-Fi Show.
That Sci-Fi Show.
On the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network.
A nationwide survey of personnel directors was recently taken, and they were asked if they would hire a girl who showed up for an interview in a see-through blouse. What did most of them say?
Bring her in.
With your host, Joey Donovan.
If you plant strawberries, will you get any the first year?
No, I was too busy planting strawberries.
Chris West.
Nylon is stronger than steel.
But steel panties don't turn me on.
And Sci-Fi Amy.
According to Parade Magazine, what night of the week is a woman most likely to be molested?
Well, my luck is probably tonight, and I'm working.
The opinions expressed on That Sci-Fi Show are strictly those of its participants and are not necessarily those of this station, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, its staff, management, or sponsors.
In Alice in Wonderland, who kept crying, I'm late, I'm late.
Alice and her mother sick about it.
And now,
according to Amy Vanderbilt, do you tip in a motel just as you would in a hotel?
For a half an hour.
It's That Sci-Fi Show on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network.
You know, I never knew that Roger was on the Hollywood Squares there.
You're right about that, Chris. You're right about that. Paul Lynde was the inspiration for Roger on Family Guy, and if Paul Lynde were alive today, he would be shocked. He would be frightfully shocked, honored but shocked. And I'll tell you what, growing up as a kid, I think Paul Lynde and Charles Nelson Reilly were the reasons why I decided to fake asthma and just stay at home from school because of Hollywood Squares and Match Game. I'd love to do a Match Game intro on that, but. We'll see what happens one thing at a time. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty great, Joey. It's That Sci-Fi Show on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. You know, we've got a lot of things going on. We've got the big concert coming up in February 12th at the Seaside Inn and off of Briny Avenue on A1A. And we got a new, Ricky Bird just announced that he will be signing CDs. So if you guys come on out. If you go first, you got to go to holisticlifestylesradio.com, download the song Broken is a Place, burn it to your own CD, and that's okay. We want you to burn it to your own CD. We just want you to download it from our site. Get it from HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Burn it to a CD. Bring it to the concert. Ricky Bird will sign it for free, making it an official Ricky Bird Broken as a Play CD.
Nice.
At the concert, February 12th. It's going to be a great thing. Check out HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. We get the Broken as a Play video up and all the details. And it's going to be a great event. I mean, we're throwing a concert. How cool is that?
Yeah.
Exactly, exactly. I'm Joey Dobbin. He's Chris West. That's Sci-Fi Amy. Hello, my dear.
Hi, honey.
Glad to have you with us. And no, I'm not sitting here watching the football. I'm just making sure Amy doesn't get sick because she has two daughters, and I don't want to go ahead and get
sick. Oh, that is so sweet. But
you
should
have heard it when
you
called me this morning. You sounded like Jabba the Hutt dying.
I sounded like Rosemary on 5 packs a day. You know, I got a great idea here. And by the way, we'll be talking about the sci-fi stuff shortly, but obviously we're supposed to, like, download this, and we're supposed to have them autograph it. Why don't we have a nice little a CD design contest for Ricky Bird's album, and that way it'll just be an incentive maybe.
That's actually a really good idea there, Joey.
Wow.
Let's put that out there. And if Overlord Hollis is listening in, let us know what you think. Call us up. We think CD design contest for Broken as a Place. Let's talk about it. Hopefully, maybe tomorrow night we have Rockers in Recovery. We'll announce it for sure. See what's up, Overlord Hollis. I think that's an awesome idea. I mean, that a lot of bands are doing that nowadays. I mean, Korn did it with a couple of their CDs, and other bands do it. And it's always cool to see what the fans come up with.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's really cool for John to come up with a great guest for tomorrow night. I affectionately refer to her as the mullet, Jane Velez Mitchell, who has hosted Issues with Jane Velez Mitchell on HLN, the artist formerly known as the Holistic Lifestyles Network. It's headline news. but suffice to say that she is in recovery, and she's also out with a book called Addict Nation, an Intervention for America. And obviously this book supposes the fact that, which is something I've basically said all along, addiction is not just being addicted to alcohol or to drugs or to sex. It's being addicted to fast food. It's being addicted to video games. It's being addicted to science fiction. Do we see a pattern here, folks?
Yeah, addiction rears its ugly head everywhere. It's not just, and I mean, that was the thing. Everybody used to think, you were a dope addict. It's not necessarily that. So you can be addicted to coffee.
Yeah.
I mean, we work in the radio business. We know people that, freak out if there's no coffee. And I'm talking like ripping the boards apart, screaming to high hell because somebody, made decaf.
Right, that's right. They freak out if there's no IVs of caffeine around either. And I think there are a few bags missing from our office manager's office, but suffice to say. So yeah, Jane Velez Mitchell, the guest tomorrow night on Rockers in Recovery. And, okay, she's not a rocker, but she's in recovery, and trust me, she's a rock star in her own right, so God bless her. She's on tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. By the way, check out the website for the mothership at holisticlifestylesradio.com. And not only is Ricky Bird signing on February 12th, but guess where all of y'all except for me are going to be on February 12th.
Yes, that's right. I will be there, and I'm actually getting my flyer designs ready. Me and Amy will be there handing out that Sci-Fi Show flyers and telling everybody about our great show at the Valentine's Rock of Love of Recovery rock concert we're having with Ricky Bird of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Rhetoric, Keep Coming Back, Thrown Alive, a lot of great bands. It's going to be February 12th. At the Seaside Inn, right off of A1A and Briny Avenue, which is literally like 2 blocks south of Atlantic. So 95 to Atlantic East to A1A and just head south, and you can't miss it. It's a giant concert on the beach. And it's
starts
free.
At 1 o'clock in the, yeah, starts at 1, ends at 8 o'clock, so get plenty of sunblock out there and come on out and enjoy the show and say hi to Chris and pick up Sci-Fi Amy. And, she doesn't need to be picked up anywhere. But come over and pick up Chris. I dare you to pick up Chris. I tried to pick up Chris a couple of days ago. That's why I'm home. I have a slipped disc.
Broken back.
Aww.
Speaking of broken backs, big news in the Batman world came out. Let's actually jump into the news. For the longest time, Tom Hardy was slated to be Hugo Strange in the new Batman movie, but Christopher Nolan came out and said, no, he's going to be Bane. They're going to redo Bane, and on top of that, Anne Hathaway is going to be joining the cast as the new Catwoman. You remember Anne Hathaway from The Princess Diaries, Get Smart. She
really?
Played Agent
She's
99.
Gonna
She's going to be the new Catwoman.
Wow.
You go to Blaster.com, you can see her in
job.
A really
like
sexy. There's actually a picture, I guess it's Michelle Pfeiffer's body from the second Batman movie.
Yeah.
With her head on it,
oh,
with
really?
Like kind of a short bob haircut that's all, you know, gothed out.
Mm.
You know, photoshopped photo of her, and she looks the part. I could definitely see Anne Hathaway as Selina Kyle.
Nice.
I could see her too, especially in the cat suit. And basically, she is, if I'm right in saying, she's in a very exclusive club. Halle Berry, Michelle Pfeiffer.
No. Rewind that. Halle Berry does not count. That was a terrible, terrible, let's never discuss that ever again kind of moment.
What? I thought she did pretty well.
Oh, no.
I thought she looked pretty good.
That's the only, of course, it's Halle Berry. She's going to look good no matter what.
But I thought she played it very well.
No.
Julie Newmar,
no.
Lee Merriweather. Yeah, yeah. So I'm glad to see her tradition continues. And I'd like to see her, if I'm right in saying that she's going to be perfect in this role.
Yes,
perfect.
Nice Eartha Kitt there.
Yeah.
Exactly. Good to see Selina Kyle back. Great stuff coming up over the course of this week, but before we go any further, who's our guest for the next hour? And let's also talk about who our guest will be for next week. But first off, next hour, who is our guest?
Oh, we got Kathy L. Napier coming on. We had her back at Spooky Empire. She's in Selective Science Fiction Publishing, or Selective Fiction Publishing. I'm not sure what exactly it is, but it's a very special type of, you know, fandom, and we're going to find out all about it. You know, we did a great interview with her at Spooky Empire with her and Jeffrey Breslauer is how we actually met her.
Yes.
And we're going to have him on
next week. And he's going to be in studio.
That's right. He will be joining
us
for the entire second hour.
Yes, and we do have him on video, but, you know, I haven't uploaded it yet.
Oh, so there is a video of
that. There is a video of her, and eventually I will upload it to YouTube when I have time. Sorry. It's just me doing it all, so...
Strangely enough, I'll be back in the studio because I want to see Amy try and hook up with Jeffrey Breslauer.
Why would I want to hook up with Jeffrey?
Well, I'm sure Carrie will be
coming. No, that's not a Richard Horvitz situation.
I don't want to hook up with him either.
It's not. It's
They're
not
very
a Richard
nice
Horvitz.
People.
Sure.
Okay. What?
No.
I float with everybody. It means nothing.
I'll be sitting on the front porch with a shotgun, fending off the wolves. The wolves, yes, the wolves.
You
got
my protector, Joey. That's
in a
sweet.
Sense, yes.
But you have to keep me for himself.
Yeah, indeed. Tons of stuff to talk about over the course of the next hour, so we might as well go ahead and take a break and get that out of the way. Who are our sponsors for this hour, my dear Chris?
Oh, we got the Canatelli Builders, Dan Ascotti's Wealth Management, First Step Silver House, Beckert and Associates, Sound Pillow, and Holistic Lifestyles marketing team. You know, if you want to guys get onto Holistic Lifestyles, we do a whole media package where we include not only just radio advertising, but we all over the web, including search media optimization. Check out our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. And we got our big Valentine's Day again. I got to mention again, free concert Valentine's Day weekend.
Did you think free?
Yes, free. It's free.
Oh my gosh, it's free.
No money down. Just show up. Have a good time.
All right, I'll be there.
Check out our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. We'll be back after this break.
It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burns. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Roadhogs, Rhetoric, Rona Live, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird, presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn, located at 311 Briny Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and loss.
long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. While you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com.
Ah, Wonder Woman.
The costume.
Come on, you got to wear the costume someday, Amy.
Not even if you get me, you know, so drunk that I don't know what I'm doing, I still wouldn't.
But if I get Ben Browder to ask you to, he'll do it.
Yeah, that is the only way you can get me to do that. If Ben Browder comes up to me and says, Amy, you have to wear the Wonder Woman outfit, I would do it.
So you think we can get Ben Browder to make Amy wear the Wonder Woman costume?
We'd have to give her a Senate restraining order first.
Actually, wait a minute, because I could just see you now next this September when we go to Dragon Con. If he's there, I could just see you whispering in his ear, you know, hey, you know, can you ask her this for me? And he would just do it.
No. I would go much farther than that.
Uh-oh.
See, I would, you know, set this whole thing up like, you know, I wouldn't even make it known that we're together. And I would just bet him a random, you know, I'll bet you $50 if you walk up to her and ask her to dress up like Wonder Woman, she'll say yes, no problem. So not only will I get him to do it to get you, but I'll get a little money off of him at the same time, and then I can get some more signatures and more crap at Dragon Con.
Yeah.
Here's what I would ask Ben Browder to whisper into Amy's ear. Hey, Amy, would you mind if you cleaned up Joey's apartment? It's that sci-fi show over the Lifestyles Radio Network. Welcome back to She's Sci-Fi Amy. He's Chris West, and I'm on the phone. Joey Dobbin, glad to have you with us. We're playing Wonder Woman because a lot of activity right now on the interwebs this weekend. This is essentially our top story. Is Wonder Woman, the pilot at least, has been picked up by NBC. Chris, what do we know of this?
Yeah, that's right. You remember last week we actually reported on this. David E. Kelly, a few months back, went to NBC with a Wonder Woman script. And they said, we like it, but it's not the right time. And last week he came out and said, don't think Wonder Woman's dead. It just wasn't the right time then. But
right.
Who knows about now? Given the big hint that it was, you know, he was going to represent it to NBC, and more than likely it was going to get picked up. And we're here a week later, and we have the official news from NBC that they have picked up the new Wonder Woman series. The pilot's been greenlit. And based off of that, they'll give it a full season.
Well, the reason why there was such a short turnaround, a short amount of time, is that this decision came, according to MovieWeb.com, after a regime change was officially in place at the network in the wake of Comcast takeover of NBC Universal. NBC is now being overseen by Robert Greenblatt, the man responsible for revitalizing Showtime with series favorites Weeds and Dexter. And one of the factors that kept the network from picking up Wonder Woman was the pilot's cost as a licensing fee to bring the character back to life on television was quite hefty. Kelly's take on the property will be more serious and less campy than the 1970 series starring Linda Carter. Will always be Wonder Woman to me.
But yeah, I would have to agree with that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but he has still found a way to incorporate Wonder Woman's signature truth lasso, her bullet-deflecting cuffs, her invisible plane, her giant breasts. The Wonder Woman pilot is set to air in September of 2011, this year obviously. If the pilot doesn't go to series, it's likely that the pilot will be shown as a two-hour TV movie. The network certainly won't let it sit on the shelf due to its expensive price tag, and we may see a launch pattern similar to what we saw with the Knight Rider reboot, which I'm not really happy to talk about considering what happened with Knight Rider.
Oh,
but
Jesus,
man,
yes.
It would be great just to see the Amazonian Princess Diana come back once again.
Joey, you might actually remember this. This is not the first time NBC's actually, and I'm not talking about the Linda Carter series either, but NBC had a made-for-TV movie back in the, I believe it was either late 60s or early 70s, of a kind of Wonder Woman offshoot. And it was supposed to be the pilot for the series, and I guess years later it led to Linda Carter getting hers, but it was just one of the most terrible, campy movies I've ever seen. I mean, back then, you can't make a series like you did back then. There's just no way. It would never work today.
Well, and a different type of periphery in terms of news about that. Makeup Art Cosmetics, which is also known as MAC, have announced a new line of makeup that's themed around the color scheme that Wonder Woman uses. At the moment, the makeup is due out sometime this spring. This according to EscapistMagazine.com. According to Mag, quote, Wonder Woman has always known the importance of astounding accessories. For her collaboration with MAC, we've infused her sense and fantasy and wonder into a vivid collection of awe-inspiring accessories as fierce and feminine as the heroine herself. Bright, bold, superhuman designs in makeup bags from radiant red to bulletproof blue, utility belt brush sets, and exclusively online, the WW T-shirt and invisible mirror, Shazam.
Clearly, yeah. These people have never been to a convention.
No, they have never been to a convention.
Because those have been out for years. I can't name a convention where I don't see 40, 50 chicks, you know, with some kind of Wonder Woman custom-made handbag, T-shirt, jacket, costume that they shouldn't be wearing, and so on and so forth. But it's nice to see that, you know, it's coming back, and, you know, it's clearly going to be a positive force for the young females out there.
And it is due for spring of this year. Interestingly enough, I guess this kind of goes back to it. An article that came out just over the Christmas holidays in the respect that according to MTV.com, now mind you, we just got the word that NBC's greenlit production for the pilot of Wonder Woman, but there was a certain actress from a certain AMC series called Mad Men who definitely wants to play, in this case, Diana Prince, the Amazonian princess. Her name, Christina Hendricks. You know who Christina Hendricks is, don't you, Chris?
Yeah. She's actually been saying for a while now, and I think it all stemmed from the original rumor that came out where it was a rumor originally when somebody said Megan Fox was rumored to play her. And Megan Fox, being Megan Fox, the trashy, talentless non-actress that she is, went out and said, no, I would never play that. That's a stupid role. Christina came out and said, well, I would be honored to play, and made it her goal to be the next Wonder Woman. So I really hope she gets the part. I think she could do a great job with it because she's really inspired by the character, and she really she's just somebody that wants to do it and wants to do it right.
Plus, she has big hooters, and that's always important. That's always important.
Yes, when it comes to Wonder Woman and Power Girl, yes. Still waiting for the Wonder Woman Power Girl team up.
You guys and your big
booty. The most important thing about this, she told Rachel Ray late last month about, you know, when she was asked about the rumors, she's a possible contender to play, And she said she just heard that rumor. She didn't know where she got started, but she loved it. And she said, and I quote, "I've been wanting to wear that outfit my whole life. I had underoos. I had Wonder Woman underoos," end quote. Interestingly enough, she is part of the DC Comics family. She's voicing Lois Lane in the forthcoming All-Star Superman animated movie. And, yes, again, the actress says she's more than interested in adding another comic book character to her name through Wonder Woman. So this should be fun to see. Now, the reason
I think she actually did Lois Lane in a couple of the other DC movies that came out in the last year or two.
True. And we can IMDb all that stuff as well. But the reason why David Kelly, and why not Joss Whedon? Well, it's very simple. David Kelly already has successful television series along the lines of Ticket Fences, and just trying to think of anything else. I know Harry Vaughn is another talk of his that is doing very well on NBC right now.
Yeah, just started out, and it's doing very well.
Yes. So as long as Kathy Bates isn't cast as Wonder Woman, I'll be happy with that.
We'll be forced to burn our eyes out. I don't know. There will be no relief from that. I mean, I've had my eyes burnt from welding, and that was probably the most painful thing my eyes have ever been through. And I don't think that will actually compare to watching Kathy, you know, squeeze into the Wonder Woman. Oh, I don't even want to finish the thought. I'm going to make myself sick.
Maybe we should take a break so you can go find the waste basket and put it now.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a good deal.
All right. While you do that, let's go ahead and play the music, and I'll safely say, if that's my five show on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, you can visit our website at www.holisticlifestylesradio.com. You can listen to us also live and streaming audio through blogtalkradio.com. You can also listen to our archive shows as well. And the website for the mothership is www.holisticlifestylesradio.com, where tomorrow Jane Velez Mitchell will join John Hollis at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. She's the host of Issues with Jane Velez Mitchell on HLN, and she's author of a couple of books on addiction. She is in recovery herself. Later on in the show next hour, Kathy Napier, author of many books, including Full Wolf Moon, Bitten, and Voyager. She's going to join us next hour. And also next week, we're going to have a very special guest, Jeffrey Brettflower, voice actor extraordinaire. So join us for that, won't you? That's Sci-Fi Show, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Road Alive, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn. Located at 311 Briny Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN. Your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, prime-time national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com.
And we're back with more of that sci-fi show right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network.
And I love this song. I just love the Empire's theme. It's just so powerful.
It's so Star Wars.
It's just powerful. I mean,
no, I hear it. I'm like, Star Wars.
Well, of course, obviously.
That's all I think of. Star Wars. Sorry.
How do you think I feel? I've known her longer than you.
Oh, shut up. If you were here, I'd so smack you.
She's done it before, man.
Yes, I've done it before, and I'll do it again.
Thank you, sir.
May
I have another?
Yeah.
You know, there was a passing in the family of science fiction, although related by marriage, and that was Sergeant Shriver, the father-in-law of former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. I just at least want to make mention of this because of what he did. And in a sense, as we discussed, I think, last week, Martin Luther King convincing Michelle Nichols not to leave Star Trek in a way. This is the 50th anniversary this past week of Kennedy's inauguration. The New Frontier asked not what your country can do for you, and the fact that there was this new infusion of youth and there were these great ideas and now a torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans who is going to take advantage of it and do something worthwhile. And the Peace Corps, it wouldn't be the Peace Corps without Sergeant Shriver. He was the driving force behind the creation of that. He found the Job Corps in order to get those folks in the inner cities a chance to actually have something to call for themselves in terms of gainful employment. Head Start, which essentially was getting the kids ready in the inner cities, prepared for school in comparison for those who are out also in the rural areas as well, but to give them at least an advance opportunity for that. And strangely enough, Head Start also began Sesame Street for all intents and purposes, and he was the architect of Lyndon Johnson, President Johnson's War on Poverty, and he was the running mate for George McGovern in 1972 for the Democratic ticket. Unfortunately, they did not win. Richard Nixon won in the landslide for a second term, but he passed away of Alzheimer's disease at the age of 95. And it was his disease that inspired Maria Shriver to publish a children's book, What's Happening to Grandpa, to help explain Alzheimer's to children, and the book giving suggestions on how to help and to show love to an elderly person who has it. And in July 2007, Governor Schwarzenegger, speaking in favor of stem cell research, said that Shriver's Alzheimer's disease had advanced to the point that today he doesn't even recognize his wife, and his wife passed away in 2009. Governor Shriver passed away in August of 2009. So Sergeant Shriver, passed away at the age of 95 years old. What a long life, and definitely a great influence for those who work to make changes in for the better and for the positive, at least not just for America, but also for the world. And I guess you could say he was one of the reasons why Star Trek was also, you know, one of the ideas for Star Trek is that just doing something, it's, you know, for the better man, the good of the many outweighing the good of the few of the one. I know we got Doctor Who news. Am I right in saying this? Are you sure it's news?
Well, it's not really news, but as the new season approaches, we've been seeing a lot recently of more and more and more rumors coming out about the new season, what's going to be happening, and you know, it just keeps getting weirder and weirder and weirder. But you know, we're waiting for spring to come along. But no, apparently one of the big rumors is that Amy's going to get pregnant again, and there's going to be a big who's the daddy war between Rory the Doctor and Vincent Van Gogh, and possibly more.
Wait, what do you mean again?
Again?
What do you mean? I don't remember her being pregnant.
She was pregnant in the dream episode.
In which episode?
In the dream episode with the dream lord.
Oh, right. Okay. I remember now. My bad.
Yes.
You can punish me later.
Okay, we will.
So what did it say about her getting pregnant?
It says that the Time Lord's companion, played by Karen Gillan, will...
Gillan,
I'm sorry. You're right. Gillan. Well, she's going to be pregnant once again, but Rory is going to... This time, he's very suspicious as to who is going to be the actual father, because he realizes Amy spent a lot of time with the doctor on his own in the TARDIS before he joined the crew. So he's wondering, when did this happen? Did it happen, you know, when I wasn't around? Because Amy's always been kind of blatant and open that she kind of wants the doctor.
Well, not anymore.
At the wedding, she tried to kiss him.
Oh,
that's
wow.
The very last episode. So that's the last episode. Well, no, we have the Christmas special, but that was kind of, you know,
yeah,
she wasn't really in that one. So we don't really know where that's going, and, you know, maybe that'll be a big plot twist. I mean, there's been a lot of rumors as to what's going on with Amy, that she might not even be human.
Right.
That she might be connected to the Silence somehow. You know, there's just so many rumors going on that she might actually be, what was the other rumor that I read? That Riversong is actually Amy and the Doctor's daughter.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Wouldn't he know, he could tell.
No. Well, he could tell another Time Lord, but if the Time Lord technically had one of the watches and was disguising themselves as human, he couldn't tell.
Oh, yeah,
which
that's
we've
true.
Seen before in the end of Season 3 with the Sound of Drums.
I was hoping she was, what's the one that was in N-Space? The Time Lord that's in N-Space, the girl?
Omega? That's not a girl.
No, not Omega. She's in N-Space.
Oh, Romana.
Romana. I was hoping she was Romana.
Yeah. Oh, Romana, who was left in E-Space, but if you happen to follow the mythos now much more, she's now, well, up until about the new series, president of the High Council of Time Lords on Gallifrey. So apparently she and K-9 managed to build a TARDIS and get back to N-Space. So, yeah. Yeah, wow, Amy remembers this. That's good.
Yeah, we need to go Amy. I actually, like, I didn't even remember that. Well, there's other rumors that, you know, remember that, you know, Susan, I believe, the doctor's granddaughter, was dropped off in Earth at one point and just kind of forgotten. And there was the rumor that she was going to come back and she's possibly Riversong in another form.
Well, he would know that it's his granddaughter.
Well, no. I mean, if she's regenerated into a new form, how would he know? He didn't know the master was, you know, the master.
No, she's still a Gallifreyan, wouldn't he know?
But he didn't know the master. Remember in The Sound of Drums, you know, the master was hiding. You know, he didn't remember that he was hiding.
Well, he has a watch.
Exactly. So if she's got the watch, then he... Oh. And she's hiding as a human, he wouldn't be able to tell.
That is true.
He would only be able to tell if the Time Lord essence, I would, you know, I guess you would call it, you know, was inside him that, you know, allows him to connect to each other. Kind of like the hive sense between the Gallifreyans, I would say.
Well, I can safely say that in Doctor Who related news, filming for Torchwood Miracle Day continued this week in Los Angeles. We saw the main cast joined by Bill Pullman, our lead tour. And original cast member Tom Price back as PC Andy, with scenes filmed within an old prison, the Haunted Hospital, and the Los Angeles City Hall.
I'm looking forward to seeing Pullman as the serial killer.
Yeah.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, I like
him.
It is next week's season should move across the Atlantic back to Torchwood's homeland of South Wales. And also appears to be an extended shoot to the originally expected two-week period mentioned by actor Steve Miles last year. The Gallifrey 1 convention in Los Angeles, which takes place President's Day weekend next month, unfortunately is going to be down to guest show and line reports that Kyle Allen and Tom Price will not be able to be with them at Gallifrey 2011, obviously considering the nature of the circumstances, and they understand, hopefully they'll be back next year considering. But Torchwood Miracle Day is due out on Starz sometime later on this year. And in addition to that, in terms of the production facilities for BBC Welsh Drama, the new BBC Media Village in Cardiff has been christened Roth Lock at a topping out ceremony which took place this past week. The final section of concrete floor has been laid to mark the completion of phase one of the development, And the first show is at the 170,000 square foot site, are due to commence production in fall once the buildings are fitted out. And by the time that the production studios for Doctor Who and Sarah Jane Adventures are fit and then they've relocated, that'll be in time for the 50th anniversary celebrations. And apparently they're going to be doing some special planning for that. So we should see what happens. We should see what happens on that. That should be fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, 50 years. I mean, it's head down. I mean, what other show, whatever the thing in entertainment has really lasted for 50 years? I mean, one specific series.
None, really. None. Actually, none. I'd say the closest, if you happen to put all the series back-to-back-to-back, Star Trek, which would be 3 years for the original, 7 for Next Gen, so that's 10. I have to use my fingers here on this as well. So 7 years again for Voyager, so that's 17. Then another 7 years for, hold on a second. How many are you? 7 for Deep Space Nine.
Yeah, so 7 for Deep Space Nine.
24, and then 5. 5, was it 5 for Enterprise or 3?
I think it was 3. I don't remember it going on very long.
27 years.
So
3, 7, 7, 7, and 3. Yeah,
the closest
we
come is just a little over half.
Yeah, so if you put the Star Trek series back-to-back, okay, and let's throw in the 2 seasons from the animated, so that's going to be 29 years. Still, it falls far short. It falls far short of the current series in production, which if you count the entire series of Doctor Who back-to-back, they're going on their 31st season right now on television. But, yeah, they've been around since 1963, and which was about maybe a few months ahead of Gene Roddenberry getting the first pilot okay for Star Trek. So, yeah, it is television's longest-running science fiction series, without a doubt.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, then, with Torchwood, coming back, and Bill Pullman playing the serial killer, you know who would come back and make a really good serial killer? It's a bad guy. Anthony Hopkins.
Yes. He makes a really good bad guy.
Doesn't he?
He does.
Do you think he'd make a good Alfred Hitchcock, though?
I think so.
That's what the word is that they're right now they're actually approaching him to play Alfred Hitchcock in the movie that describes when, a young Alfred Hitchcock, was turned down by every movie studio in the country, and he went and financed a little film on his own, and it became one of the biggest horror films to this day, still. Anybody?
I'm sorry.
Alfred Hitchcock film? What's his number one?
The Bird?
Psycho.
Oh, Psycho.
Went to a small remote area, filmed, I think it took less than 30 days to film the whole thing. He financed the entire thing by himself, and nobody picked it up.
Well, the thing is, you happen to take a look at the posters for this film. Apparently, it had a lot to do with maybe a man's obsession with a woman. That's nothing new. That's nothing special. We've seen that before. If you happen to take a look at the overall structure of the film, we don't know. I mean, obviously, there's that flashpoint when everything changes, and we all think that it's the young lady who's more or less involved in this sort of thing with the bank robbing or the embezzlement, and then she tries to get away with it, and then she meets with Norman. And we think Norman is just a guy who's just skulking around, hovering around, just being a little obsessive around her, but we didn't know how that shower thing. I mean, nobody expected it to happen, to see what happened. And Hitchcock being the element of surprise. I think for several years afterwards, women decided not to go and take a shower anymore.
I know a number of people that, they had to get clear shower curtains.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's why clear shower curtains were made. But then again, after Jaws, there were several people that didn't want to take a bath.
Yeah, well, wasn't that the whole tagline of Jaws, is you'll never get in the water again?
Yes.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back to the water.
That's what it was, just when you thought it was safe to go back.
Yeah, and just when you thought it was safe to take a break, we have to let you know that Kathy Napier is going to be joining us next hour. She's author of many books, including Full Wolf Moon, Bitten, and Voyager, to name a few. Next week, Jeffrey Breslauer will be joining us as well, the established voice actor who will be live with us in studio. Next week on the broadcast of that Sci-Fi Show on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, Just a heads up, Jane Velez Mitchell tomorrow night, 9 p.m., Rockers in Recovery. She's host of Issues with Jane Velez Mitchell on HLN. That's every night, I think, about 7 p.m. Eastern time. And our website, that's scifishow.com. We're on blogtalkradio.com. And the website for the mothership is www.holisticlifestylesradio.com. We can check on their website to find out about the big appearance coming up on February 12th. Correct, Chris?
That's right. We got Ricky Berg coming down and for the big concert that we're doing, the Love of Recovery concert being held at the Seaside Inn of Pompano Beach right off of Briney Avenue in A1A. Ricky Bird's going to be out there signing CDs. Go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com, download your copy of Broken as a Place, burn it to a CD, bring it to the show. Ricky Bird will sign it and make it an official copy of Broken as a Place. So come on by. It's a free concert, February 12th. You can't beat it. Free concert. Come on, seriously. It's being put on. All you have to do is show up and have a great time. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burke. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rocking celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Roadblocks, Rhetoric, Rona Live, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Berg. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn. Located at 311 Briney Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
And we are back with more of that sci-fi show right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Doctor Who.
No, go with it.
Well, you know, I could be King Crom and just do the taking Doctor Who and boom, 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 boom. Anyway,
yeah.
Doctor Who, we talked about Doctor Who, but Chris informed me from Blaster.com that, if anybody remembers Red Dwarf,
yes.
One of the great buddy comedies of all time, yeah, great stuff. It ran on PBS. It was on for, I think, a number of seasons. And
12 years.
Went off the, yeah, well, it's been 12 years since it went off the air. About 2 years ago, two Easters ago, there was like a three-episode story that was new that ran on, I think, a channel called Dave TV in the UK. It's kind of like Spike TV down here in the States. But Red Dwarf apparently is coming back for a new season 12 years after it officially went off the air. And the news was so exciting to star Craig Charles that he spilled the news during a radio interview, even though he was supposed to keep it quiet. Co-star Robert Llewellyn, who plays Crichton, wrote on his blog, and I quote, "So the thing is, the whole point was that I was told not to say anything. Doug told me face-to-face, don't tweet this, Bobby, not you. So I didn't. It was really good. I said nothing. Then I spent a day in my voiceover cell and know nothing of the interview Craig had done on the radio. So then I get back to my trusty lobby, and there's a great flow of tweets telling me that Craig has once again spilled the beans. Llewellyn and the producers' concerns about spoilers are very real. Quote, the producers are very worried, and I can see why. The gap between recording a show and its eventual broadcast is quite long, especially on Red Dwarf. It's a show which uses a lot of post-production time. Special effects, tweaking shots, TGI, even, dare I hope for it, model shots, all take time. By the time the shows are released in 2012, half the potential bloody viewers could know an enormous amount of it," end quote. Now, for those of you who don't know, Red Dwarf, that's 3 million years in the future, is about the last man in the universe, Lister, the annoying hologram who keeps him company, Rimmer, played very well by, I forgot his name. Who played, okay, Craig Charles is Lister, Llewellyn is Crichton, Danny John Jules is the cat. Oh, man, who is the guy who plays, what's the actor's name? Oh, God, I forgot. He did a television series called The British Empire. This is how I find out. I have to find out things, facts about the actor around.
This is where Joey will play, you know, the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, but 6 degrees of science fiction connection. Joey, go.
Otherwise known as early advanced Alzheimer's disease. Chris Barry. Thank you, Chris Barry. Right. Anyways, it's 3 million years in the future about the last man in the universe, Lister, the annoying hologram who keeps him company, Rimmer, played by Barry, the descendant of the ship's cat, played by Danny John Jules, and the shipboard computer, Holly, and the mechanoid, Crichton, which is played by, Llewellyn. It was an audacious show whose character spent her days trying to avoid insanity from loneliness, and it ended with Rimmer kicking Death in the crotch. That was Series 8, I believe. Although the cast reunited in 2009 for a miniseries with, reviews, Llewellyn says that this new Red Dwarf will get an entire season, which in Britain means 6 episodes. but then again, that was how long the original Office plan lasted with Ricky Gervais, and look at that, got him being banned from the, Golden Globe Awards. I'd like to see this happen again. Red Dwarf, in my opinion, has always been one of the best buddy comedy series. In fact, there are fans there are folks I know who would never touch Doctor Who with a 10-foot TARDIS who love Red Dwarf. For some strange, weird, ungodly reason, I just don't know why. But it's definitely worth a look see. And it's good to see the boys from the Dwarf back on this one, because the chemistry work between all the actors, and you sense that all of them had really cared about their characters and cared about the quality of the scripts and cared about the laughs. And I'm glad to see them coming back on this. Chris, am I right in saying that if not just the boys from the Dwarf will be back after 12 years, how about after 13 years, Duke Nukem's coming back?
That's right. Duke Nukem is getting it. After 13 years, they've been talking about Duke Nukem forever. It was so bad that they actually called it Duke Nukem for Never by Wired Magazine, labeled it that, because it had been set back and set back and set back. Well, it's finally coming out. And a lot of the reason that why it didn't come out in the last 13 years is simply because, and if you've ever played Duke Nukem 3D, at the time it was awesome. 6 months later, PlayStation came out, and it was no more. Technology just kind of flew off the handle before, the people could really get a hold of it. And then, we had the whole Xbox, PlayStation, graphics war, which still continues to this day, to see who can make the better system. So, games get lost, and they try to, catch up. And it takes 13 years, apparently, for Duke Nukem to catch up. But it'll be like any typical Duke Nukem game, where there'll be lots of blood, violence, scantily clad women, and Bruce Campbell-like catchphrases.
Hail to the king, baby.
Exactly.
Yep. Should be fun. All right. Next hour. Next week, second hour, Jeffrey Brisflower will be here, established voice actor. He's done a ton of stuff. I'm sure I'll put up his IMDb resume on our website. That's scifishow.com. Next hour, joining us will be Kathy Napier, who is author of many books, including Full Wolf Moon, Bitten, and Voyagers. I'm going to go ahead and sit this one out. So I'll go ahead and let Chris and Amy go ahead and talk with her about these things. Her website is klnapier.com. Tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, Holistic Lifestyles Radio, Rutgers in Recovery, Jane Velez Mitchell from Issues with Jane Velez Mitchell on HLN. Every week on HLN, she'll be appearing in support of her two books and basically discussing about the fact that no matter how you see it, just about everything can be an addiction. Everything can very well be an addiction. Believe me, I know. I'm a sci-fi fan. And so she'll be joining John Hollis tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, so stay tuned for that. And, of course, the big event coming up, Chris, on February 12th.
That's right. We're throwing a big Love of Recovery concert with Ricky Bird of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Rhetoric, Thrown Alive, Keep Coming Back. Many more bands are going to be there. Ricky Bird is going to be signing CDs. Come on out. Go to the holisticlifestylesradio.com. Download Broken as a Place. Burn it to a CD. Bring it out. Ricky will sign it, and you will have your own very official copy CD single signed by Ricky Bird of Broken as a Place for free along with the concert. Just show up. That's all you have to do. It's at 311 Briney Avenue, which is just south of Atlantic on A1A, 95 to Atlantic, Atlantic to east to A1A, and just a block or two south, and you're there. It's a giant concert on the beach, and it's free. I mean, just how cool is that? I mean, it's a concert for free. When was the last concert you went to that was free that had, you know, an actual decent act?
That's right. And if you download the man's music, you can get it autographed on CD.
That's right. For free.
Right.
Free.
I promise I wouldn't. Free is always a good thing. I promise I wouldn't talk about sports, so I won't. Visit our website. That's scifishow.com. Go Packers. We're on blogtalkradio.com. Go Steelers. And the website for the mothership is www.holisticlifestylesradio.com. Is that any cool music to play in the background?
Yeah, you get the Batman theme under you.
Yep.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. So who was that dude that broke Batman's back?
Bane.
Broke it or made it better? Yeah, I better get out of here. Hey, listen, I'll be in studio next week with Jeffrey Brettflower, but enjoy our interview with Kathy Napier on the phone next hour. That's my five show, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Stay with us.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit holisticlifestylesradio.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Thrown Alive, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird.
presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn, located at 311 Briny Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
This is That Sci-Fi Show with your host, Joey Donovan.
This is going to take a long time, so you may want to get some snacks.
Chris Willis.
Capitalism, racism, they're just not for us. You know, those are the decisions that are best left to the suits in Washington.
We've lost power of the forward Game Boy. Mario, not respond.
Sci-Fi baby.
This is the sweetest, most justified kidnapping I've ever seen.
That's right, it's That Sci-Fi Show, brought to you by the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Be sure to check out our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. I'm Chris West. Joined with me is Sci-Fi Amy. And we got on the phone our guest, Kathy Napier. Kathy, how you doing?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, Kathy, how you doing?
I'm fine, Amy. And you?
I'm good.
Good.
Now, Kathy Napier is the author of The Full Wolf Moon, Bitten, and Voyages book series, as well as she does a lot of inside the publishing business there, don't you get it, Kathy?
I've been around for a little while now.
That's right. And you do what is known as speculative fiction. Explain this to me. Explain speculative fiction.
Well, speculative fiction is a bit of an umbrella. It can include a lot of things, but it also includes things that I do, which would be dark fiction, thrillers. I particularly lean towards supernatural thrillers, paranormal mysteries, or what could be called alternative Earth or strange Earth fiction.
Okay. So it's just kind of, you know, what could be just kind of the difference, you know. Not just, you know, science fiction, but, you know, it's its own thing. It's not, you know, I guess it's not, it sounds like it's very, not generic, but it's very specific to its own purpose. And, you know, especially I like the concept of the alternate Earth.
Like a lot of categories and genres today, it's a little hard to pigeonhole something that's speculative fiction. It tends to be broad and freewheeling. In other words, one of my favorite catchphrases, it never lets a genre get in the way of a good story.
Okay, so that's an awesome thing. It gives you a little more free ground to run around with as a writer then.
It's a lot of exploration. It's a lot of fun. You do have to, of course, obey the world, the rules of your own world building and that sort of thing. But it's much more easy to move around and come up, I think, with things creatively than some categories and genres.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, it sounds like, you know, it really is. It gives you a chance to kind of, you know, literally, you know, and most books do this, especially, you know, in books more than, you know, movies and TV shows, because there's a lot more detail and creativity that goes into it. But it gives you a very good license to be more creative when creating your own universe and kind of just going out there to see how far you can go out there.
Yes, I agree. I think a lot of today's science fiction would also fit the mold of that as well, because we see a lot of broadening horizons in science fiction as well as dark fiction.
Yeah, you are seeing a very bit more, a lot more rise in it, a different kind of take. And as we said, you know, earlier we were talking about the differences between the older 70s, like, you know, Marvel TV shows and today.
where it's just, you know, back then, yeah, it was creative for its time, but if you compare it to today and today's writing, those series would never, they wouldn't have lasted one pilot.
I'm sure you're right. I suppose that we could always look back on the history writing in those kind of ways. I wonder today how many authors really would be able to fit the mold, although my guess is that the real immortals certainly would have been, what's the word I'm looking for, flexible enough to, if they could do it in their own time, I'm sure that they could come up with a way to do it today.
Yeah, very true, Ed. You know, with the, a lot of the things that are changing, especially in publishing, the internet kind of just throws you a huge curveball. You know, it's got a lot of pros and cons still to it. And, you know, how has the internet really changed the face of publishing? I mean, really being able to get the word out there, you know, and mass, you know, market yourself, you know, easy, much more easier than it was before, correct?
It's still very much, of course, in its infancy. We're still seeing a lot of upheaval. But I would say that... I guess a good way to put it in a nutshell is the good news about the internet and the way it has opened up publishing is that everybody now can get in front of the public and the readers. The bad news is everybody today can get in front of the public and the readers. So you really have to know your stuff. Rather than it being a kind of a carte blanche to just put any kind of stuff out there, I think today's author has to be just as careful, if not more so, really, really know their craft, really, really know their topics, and demonstrate true talent and, of course, good craftsmanship, good skill. You need them to know your tools as well as know your story.
That's very true. It was just like you said, you know, where you have the bonus of anybody can get on, but it's also the negative. And you have to really do be careful because, especially with the internet, not only do you have to worry about, you know, the product going out before it's ready, but also you let, you know, one or two ideas out, and before you know it, you've got 30 copycats with, you know, similar stories, similar concepts, and, you know, what was once original and unique to you is now, you know, out there and generic, and your thunder is just gone.
Yeah, true enough. Of course, thank heavens we still have copyright laws. I think probably the largest dilemma to most writers today, there was a couple of fans when I was at one of the conventions that made a very good point when I was talking about the good news and the fact that there aren't as many gatekeepers out there that necessarily have to divide the author from the public. Once upon a time, when all that was out there was the traditional publisher, of course they had an overhead to worry about that, which was extensive and still is. Matter of fact, possibly even today, even more so than it used to be. So they necessarily had to be careful with their risks. Today, you don't necessarily need to go through that type of gatekeeping. You can simply write your story and get it out there for the public. The downside of that, as a couple of fans were telling me, is that but to wade through all that, all those authors, to have to wade through and find on your own what is good and what is not, or what is to your liking and what isn't, can be a challenge to today's reader. So I believe today's author, if especially if they use the internet as opposed to a traditional publisher, really needs to truly respect of the readership in the fact that they need to be able to find you, get your name out there, make it easy for them to find you, and then once they find you, make sure that you have written a piece of work that is the best it can be and of benefit and an enjoyment to your reader.
Yeah, you actually bring up an interesting point I want to ask you about, you know, with the internet, and you mentioned, you know, licensing. And, you know, copyright. How has the internet really affected that? I mean, because, you know, once it's not necessarily copyrighted, once you post it on Facebook, sure, it's time-stamped and dated, but it's not necessarily copyrighted. And, any, you know, how does one go about making sure that their ideas are protected, especially with the internet market and, you know, just making sure nobody takes what's yours when you post it?
Well, technically speaking, once you have written something, it on a technical term, it is yours. It is copyrighted in that sense. You own it. But you're right, you know, then it comes down to how do you prove that that is your intellectual property. The Copyright Office, of course, is still open and doing a booming business, and you can certainly go through that way, which was a convenience and still is a convenience in the traditional publishing avenues, as meaning, of course, that most of the traditional publishers will absorb that expense for the writer. Now, frankly, I can't recall right off the bat how much the expense of a copyright is, but you can do that. You can copyright your own. You do not have to go through a publisher to do that. And then it is registered, if you will. Then if someone does indeed plagiarize, then you are covered that way. Today also, however, it occurs to me that with self-publishing as it is, if you go through, or not even so much self-publishing, if you were to also go through the small presses that are blooming through the Internet and the like, they also have, of course, a rights page on your page. Once you have a physical book and it is, of course, entered into the small press or entered into, if you're going to do self-publishing, into whatever carrier you use in that sense, be it something like Amazon's CreateSpace or Lulu.com or any of the other ones that provide a legitimate service, I think even today with that fear of what happens to your copyright, and if it isn't even truly traditionally done through the Copyright Office, it's more difficult for people to say, no, this is my property, I didn't steal it, when you can produce a nice, clean record of what you have gone through to produce that book and put it out there for the public. So sometimes simply the physical book itself, or if you will, the cyber-physical ebook itself can also be a good, what's the word I'm looking for, a shield against plagiarism. Although plagiarism, we know, is out there and probably not something that most aspiring writers need to worry about quite as much as they do. It's a constant, and I remember that too when I first began writing, the sense of worrying about what's going to happen if somebody steals my work. It does happen, but it doesn't happen quite as often as a lot of people are afraid that it does.
Yeah, that's good. That's actually really good to know. You know, it is a danger, but it's not a big danger that's out there. Now, and there are ways to protect yourself. That, you know, there are, by the sound of it, a lot of them. You know, like you said, creating the Amazon page. You know, just pretty much just locks it in there to where you're protected. At least a little protection is better than nothing. But you know, you were mentioning, you know, self-publishing. Now, there are a lot of pros and cons that we have in between the new self-publishing, especially with the Internet nowadays, and with traditional publishing. What are a lot of those for you? I mean, what are a lot of the pros to self-publishing, and what are a lot of the cons for it?
Well, self-publishing, of course, is very fleet of foot. You can get your work out there much quicker than you can with, through a traditional publisher, where they have to, of course, slow those wheels of production down a little more slowly, simply because of the layers that a book has to go through. It has to go through, you know, a committee of readers. It has to be approved. The editor has to assign the senior editor has to assign it an editor. The editor has to talk, and back and forth the editor goes with you with the approval of the galleys, blah, blah, blah. And so it goes so that it's usually about a year to 2 years between the time you send off your agent sends it to the publisher, and the publisher gets it out.
Now,
so publishing,
now within that process, let me just kind of interrupt you here for a second.
I'm thinking about this.
You know, in that process there, you know, and much like I'm sure with music writing with producers and, you know, television and movie writing, how much is actually lost in the creative process between the publisher and the editor and the author? I mean, is there, like, I mean, I'm sure there are certain scenes where there,
there's dramatic, you know, we're going to change this, that, and the other thing because we don't think it'll print right and it doesn't sound right. And does it take away from the author? I mean, is that kind of like a big con, you going through a more traditional publisher, is maybe losing some of your creative licensing?
I personally have been very fortunate in both cases when I was with a publisher that the editor was very light, very supportive. They didn't really, either one of them tried to manipulate the story in any way, shape, or form, but simply brought things to my attention. You know, if you're only one set of eyes, or even if you have a great critique group with you, which I had a great blessing with for many, many years, things can still slip by. Continuity errors, little typos that perhaps have changed that are slipped by everyone. So the editor kind of is the last bastion for checking that sort of thing.
So it's less of a, you know, for a new author, you know, it would be less of the threat of losing creative license and more of, hey, I have experience. Let me kind of look over this and maybe you missed a couple of things and I'm just kind of going to point them out for you.
Frequently, yes, exactly. You've got what is called line item editing, but your editor is supposed to look out for things like, here's a nice example. In Full Wolf Moon, for the second edition of that, the second editor came up with what I thought was really brilliant about being able to pull an element that was deeper in the book early on and bring that out more towards the end of the book. It was a subtle thing. But to me, as a writer, it really did enrich the end of it, and that was extremely helpful, having an editor that truly understood writing and creativity. But she didn't write something for me. She didn't create something for me. She became a partner in giving me ideas and making a suggestion. She made it very clear that it was up to me, but she was a very good editor, and I trusted her explicitly, and I think the book is better for it because of it.
That's awesome. I mean, you got very lucky in that instance. We're going to go ahead and take a break, but when we get back, I want to definitely get more into the pros and cons here of the differences between self-publishing and traditional publishing. Because, I mean, in the last few years, I would say, or even more so in the last few years, it's really taken off on the self-publishing. I'm getting more and more requests for self-published books to be, you know, interviewed than I have in my entire five-year career in, you know, radio so far. And when we get back, I really want to dive into that.
Looking forward to it.
All right. This is That Sci-Fi Show on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. When we get back, we'll be coming back with Kathy Napier, author of Full Wolf Moon, Bitten, and the Voyages series. And when we come back, we will talk about publishing and all that is. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, prime-time national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit holisticlifestylesradio.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burke. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Grown Alive, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Byrne, presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn, located at 311 Briny Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
That's right, it's that sci-fi show right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. I am Chris West, joined as always by Sci-Fi Amy. How you doing?
Hey.
Kind of quiet back there today, aren't you?
Well, you do the interviews, and I just sit back and listen.
I do the interviews, don't I?
You do, and you do them so well.
And joining me right now is Kathy Napier, author of the Full Wolf Moon series, Bitten and Voyagers. Kathy, now we were talking about the pros and cons, and actually our great mentor, Overlord Hollis, who put this on the air, brought up a good point toward the con for self-publishing is that, with traditional publishing, when you sign up for that, you get a good media marketing campaign that gets paid for, you get spots in advertising. But with self-publishing, you kind of have to request, free time, which takes away from the network, hurts the marketing of others, and it's kind of like a con, whereas with traditional marketing, everybody gets taken care of. You get a full right media campaign instead of just kind of 5 minutes on somebody's show. I mean, is that how much do you see that as being a con of inside the industry?
Well, I would respectfully disagree. At least personally, of course, all this has to take considered from my viewpoint and from my experience. When I began way back in the day, I was originally published by the Berkeley Publishing Group, and this would have been back in the 90s. Now, I was thrilled, and I still am. I'm delighted. It's something that no one can ever take away from me. But I can't say that I got a lot of support from Berkeley. And this is not to put it against them in any way, shape, or form. The simple fact was that I was a small fish. They put their marketing expertise behind the people that they consider megastars, big stars. The rest of us are still kind of, on our own when it comes to scaring up our own promotions, scaring up our own book signings, et cetera, et cetera. So I didn't find that as especially a con against the self-publishing. I find that of the two, because what I do now frequently, I will go ahead and I will produce my own paperbacks and then do e-books with a different publisher. I like that because, again, it gives me a little more control. I feel like I have been in the business, and I believe that I continue to study the business so that I can keep up with it. I actually feel that I get more coverage and more attention and a little more marketing and promotion now than I did when I was with Berkeley. So as far as that goes, I can't say that that was my experience, although clearly it is the experience of a lot of very popular authors.
It is, and I mean, you hear constantly, I mean, especially here on the radio, our side of it, we do see, the difference in, the marketing campaigns between the self-published and, those that would go through traditional publishers.
where, you know, you'll hear about the new Stephen King book on every station, but you might only hear on, you know, some backwood station, you know, that you've never listened to, that, you know, you can only get when the moon hits, you know, the mountain at the right angle to reflect the signal. And then it kind of, you know, I mean, it's good in a way, but it's also bad because you never, I mean, you know, luckily, like here at the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, we have a huge media, campaign. We have a huge network behind us. But that's not always the case, you know. A lot of the times with these AM stations, they're, you know, 20,000 watts that, you know, broadcast, you know, only for a couple hours a day. So, but, you know, I guess, like I said, it has its pros, it has its cons, it's both ways.
Well, Chris, have your people call my people.
We can definitely set something up.
There you go. No, seriously, the one thing I don't want to do is start to sound like I'm making a debate where it is it's one or the other. There's plenty of room, and there is plenty of ways. Also, self-publishing can be an avenue into traditional publishing if you want to go that way. Contrary to popular belief, lots of agents send out their scouts and their readers and kind of check this out. It's one way in self-publishing. If they start paying attention to who is beginning to get a lot of downloads, who is beginning to move quite a few books, who is beginning to generate buzz in self-publishing world, it rather acts as a – it's kind of like what they used to do once upon a time when they would have readers, where agents would hire out independent readers to let them know what looks good, what doesn't. Many of them are using self-publishing today as a way of pre-qualifying something that they think might have better legs with a legitimate traditional publisher.
Now, with the introduction of new technology into this field, like the Kindle and the iPhone and, you know, a lot of these new technologies that, you know, portable, where you can download the e-books, has that actually, you know, kind of made the e-book more popular than it was before? Has it really pushed it into the new age? Because I know before the e-book was something that, you know, you rather went and got the real book. But now that you have something that you can kind of take with you, you know, like your Kindle, like your iPhone or something like that, and read with you with a, you know, a decent-sized screen, has it really pushed the – has it legitimized the e-book?
I think that day is coming quickly, and in many cases, it is already here. I was always I guess you could almost say I was a critic early on, not of the concept of e-book, but rather in the fact that the early e-book readers, the reading devices, weren't well marketed at all. You hardly ever heard about them. There was, up until about, I suppose, a year ago or so, if you caught me in a restaurant reading an e-book, most people would come up and say, "What is that?" And this was well when people knew about Kindles and Sony readers, and yet the vast majority of the people wouldn't know what it is, and I'd have to explain it to them. Today, I don't get that. As a matter of fact, today it's not uncommon for there to be two or three of like-minded people like myself out there with an e-reader in a restaurant. It's moving very fast. The understanding of it is moving very fast.
And the obvious benefit of it is that you can have, you know, multiple books. Actually, you know, it's essentially a portable library in your pocket.
Oh yeah, to the point for to me personally, it's just I think what is it? Is it the Nook? I forget. Any number of them now will boast that you can have like 1,000 or 1,500 documents on there. That's a bit overkill, but at least you never have to worry. It's a bit like, of course, as you pointed out, the downloading of music and movies and the like. You can download so many on a little device, and your sources are unlimited.
Yeah, it is, with the Internet being what it is. And I guess this would be kind of the con to the Internet as well, against the author, you know, seeking his payment as well, that his book gets over-downloaded. Now that the e-book is coming out, you can, you know, go to a site, a torrent site, look up the book and download it for free instead of getting it through that, you know, that author's publisher or his medium, you know, and it, I guess that would be a very big con for them, wouldn't it?
Sometimes. You know, there's always risks along the lines along those. Of course, we think about not too long ago when Napster, the big controversy over Napster and the people illegally downloading tunes. Don't hear that much about it with books. There are shady sites where I have found my own work was for sale when it shouldn't have been. They were not an authorized site. But, again, you know, these things have always been with us, but in a different form. If you consider the fact that you publish a book in the traditional sense, back before the Internet, your book would get sold and resold anyway. One way or the other. The books would get traded. They would wind up in the quarter bin, or they would be at a garage sale.
Or donated to the library or, you know, Goodwill or something like that. You're right. You know, the book would eventually get, you know, passed along. So it's not much of a resale value. But, I mean, for the author, you know, just starting out and getting on his feet, I mean, that's probably got to be a blow to them. I mean, no, not as much as artists and music, because with the artists and music, they go on tour, they, you know, have merchandise sales, whereas with the book, it's pretty much you buy the book. And it's all in one, it's all in one thing. It's the book.
That's true. Yeah, and again, I certainly don't want to particularly downplay the risks there. But we are starting, I do see new authors getting out there and becoming so stressed over how to protect their book that they never get around to putting their book out there in the first place. I doubt very much that I'm losing that much money to illegal downloads and the like, but basically because, on the other hand, of course, that's probably a problem I'd like to have. You know, if I were like a Stephen King or Dennis Lehane or J.K. Rowling, at least then I guess I would have a little group of people that are always looking out for me.
It's kind of like it's the compliment that that comes with the negative of it. It's, you know, my book is so popular that people are willing to steal it.
Imitation is the most sincere form of flattery, as they say.
That is true. Now, we're going to take another break here, and when we come back from break, we're going to talk about some of your book series and where they can find you and, you know, kind of wrap this up. But, you know, I think, you know, we've gone over so far that there are a lot of pros and cons between self-publishing and traditional publishing, and there's really no clear choice as to which one is right. You kind of just have to, each author has to find out what's right for himself. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to go ahead and jump to our next break. I'm Chris West. She is Sci-Fi Amy. This is That Sci-Fi Show on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, brought to you by Canatelli Builders, Dan Ascani, Beckert & Associates, The First Step Sober House, The Seaside Inn of Pompano Beach, All Florida Bail Bonds, and Robert Gluck, Attorney at Law. We'll be right back after the word from our sponsors.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners,
30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN. Your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, prime-time national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burke. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Roadhogs, Rhetoric, Grown Alive, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn. Located at 311 Briney Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com.
And it is that sci-fi show right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. I am Chris West, joined by Sci-Fi Amy, and we're talking with Kathy Napier, author, publisher, you know, extraordinaire in the field. I mean, you know, just full of a wealth of knowledge. Thank you for joining us on that sci-fi show.
Oh, it's always my pleasure. You guys are a lot of fun.
Well, we try to be. I mean, you know, that I guess Overlord Hollis says it best. We're not a glum lot. I don't think anybody could ever call us that.
I don't think anybody could call you that, Chris.
No, I definitely couldn't say that. Don't sell yourself short, Amy.
Well, yeah, I'm not glum either.
No, you're the reason we get most of these interviews to begin with. A lot of people don't know this. Amy doesn't really do the talking on air, but off air, you know, I'm quite quiet, and she does all the talking. It's quite weird.
Yes, it's true.
Because I don't know why.
Amy is a genius that way, let me tell you. It was a thrill working with you guys when we were all up at Spooky Empire.
It was. I mean, we had a great time at the convention, and we're actually looking forward to going up to Mayhem coming up in May, and as well as Spooky coming up back in October. And I know in Mayhem they're going to have Bruce Campbell there, so we're looking forward to getting an interview with him and maybe finding out some hints about the new Bruce Campbell prequel Burn Notice movie where he'll be playing a younger Sam Axe. He actually lost 20 to 30 pounds.
Really?
Dyed his hair jet black so he looks just like he did, you know.
Back in the Xena days?
Back in the Xena days.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh, chomping at the bit now.
He's still adorable.
He's Bruce Campbell. I mean, you can't beat him.
I'd probably chain him to my bed.
Well, Kathy, let's go ahead and, you know, I said two times now, three, four times, that you're the author of the Full Wolf Moon series and the Bitten series. Can you tell us about these books, you know, so everybody knows what we're talking about, what they're about, and where they can find it?
Sure. Full Wolf Moon and Bitten are book one and two of the Full Wolf Moon trilogy, supernatural thriller. Voyagers is a standalone. It's a paranormal mystery. I'm presently working on the third of the Full Wolf Moon trilogy, and I hope to have that done probably within the next year or possibly even less now I'm thinking about my calendar and looking at my events. So it is basically it's the premise behind it is it's in many ways a classic werewolf tale, but it does have some twists and some different takes on the werewolf mythology that I so far I've been very blessed with what people have told me about how it puts little sprinkles a little salt on the old mythology.
That's always good. Well, you have to. I mean, you can't copy word for word Bram Stoker's Dracula and expect to, you know, capture the lightning in the bottle that was on that vampire series. You know, or same thing with werewolves. I mean, you can't copy, you know, an American werewolf in London and expect to, you know, see the same results. You have to make your own and, you know, put your stamp on it and kind of twist the story and make it something unique. It's going to twist the reader. It's going to agitate them a little. But then, you know, that's the challenge is to bring them back, isn't it?
Oh, I agree. I've always been fascinated with what's going on in our psyche and where do these mythologies come from in the first place, such as lycanthropy. So I like to take it from that angle. It's my personal feeling that if we stray too far away from what it is about these legends and these myths that really grab us in the gut, then you lose the shiver factor. You lose actually the teaching factor if you move away too far from the way it talks to us in our subconscious.
That's very well put. That's kind of, you know, like I said, it's the way you have to do it. You know, you can't expect to be the next Stephen King. You have to become the next you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and I think that actually goes with, you know, most things in life. You know, you'll hear people say, I want to be just like this, that, and the other thing. You know, I want to be the next Michael Jordan. Well, no, you want to be the next you. You want to be better than Michael Jordan. You want to not only, you know, fill the gap that he left, but leave an even bigger hole.
Yep. Well, and as much as, you know, I don't mean to badmouth in any way, shape, or form the, you know, the literary agency industry, but I know there was a couple of people that had courted me that wanted to ask me if I could write like fill in the blank. And in my very early young days, I kind of drank that Kool-Aid. I really tried hard to do it. It was actually a wonderful, wonderful woman that I studied under in Indiana, Indianapolis, Indiana, when I lived there, who was a bestseller in her own right, that sat me down and basically just told me, you know, snap out of it, you know, write what you write.
Yeah, and I mean, that's probably like one of the big problems for a lot of young authors nowadays is that, you know, and I know, especially with music, and I, you know, you hear it all the time, you know, when you're in the recording studio and it's, you know, hey, that's a great song, but can you make that sound more like Nickelback? We don't play Nickelback. We're a metal band. Yeah, but Nickelback's song has been playing all day on the, you know, the radio, and they're really popular, and you could go farther if you sounded like Nickelback. But we're not Nickelback.
But, and of course, you've got to keep in mind that, you know, their motivation behind it really isn't creativeness.
No,
without a doubt. They have to earn a buck. They have to. So you have to appreciate where that's coming from. But you cannot look at it as it is gospel. You have to keep in mind what is right for you, both creatively and financially, of course. There's certainly nothing wrong with cover bands, for example. I mean, but then they blatantly are exactly that. They are cover bands.
Right.
If you're that type, if you're that essentially that type of writer, then be that writer. But if you're not essentially that type of writer, which I don't feel I can be, then I need to strike out on my own and work on my own original work.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I guess the old from the movie Rockstar, would you rather fail as yourself than be successful as somebody else anyway? It, you know, you have to be able to find peace within yourself. At the end of the day, that's the key.
Absolutely.
Well, Kathy, it's been a true privilege and pleasure having you on That Sci-Fi Show. Thank you for joining us. And if anybody wants to get you, they can go to your website, klnapier.com. That's NAPPIER.com. Thank you for joining us on the show this week.
My pleasure. Everybody come over, come visit me on my website.
Are you actually going to be at any conventions coming up?
I am in the middle of scheduling, as a matter of fact. The first one that I'm going to be at will be in February. It's Vulcan Events in Tampa, Florida. Everybody should take a look at that. That should be a lot of fun. And I'll be at some of my old regular haunting grounds in the year, like Necronomicon in St. Petersburg, Florida, and other general places.
That's great, and hopefully we'll run into each other at some of the conventions. I know we're going to be trying to do a lot more of the South Florida conventions this year, although we do have a couple of conventions coming up in Atlanta that we'll be going to very soon, the NACROCON. But once again, it was a true privilege and pleasure of having you on the show. I just want to thank you again. It is That Sci-Fi Show. I am Chris West. She's Sci-Fi Amy, and we will be right back after this break.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burns. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Run Alive, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burns. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn. Located at 311 Briney Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit holisticlifestylesradio.com.
And this is That Sci-Fi Show. Spooky music. Dark Shadows. It's going to be interesting seeing Johnny Depp play Barnabas Collins coming up in the new remake movie. And that is That Sci-Fi Show. And we are on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network as we get ready to wrap up this show. A couple announcements. Of course, we've been saying it all day. You know, if you're just tuning in now but you haven't heard, we're putting on a concert. It's a free concert. It's at the Pompano Beach. It's at, not Pompano Beach Amphitheater. No, it's at the Seaside Inn in Pompano Beach. And right off Atlantic in A1A. And it's a great concert. We're going to have Ricky Bird of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts there. Keep Coming Back, Thrown Alive, Rhetoric's going to be there. If you've listened to the Rockers in Recovery show on Sunday night, we've had Rhetoric in there many times, and these guys just rock out. They're a great band. You know, of course, Ricky Bird from Joan Jett and the Blackheart. And you've heard Broken is a Place many, many times because it's just an awesome song. We love to play it. And if you go to holisticlifestylesradio.com, you can download your copy of Broken is a Place. you can burn it to CD, and then during our big concert, you bring it out, and Ricky Bird will sign it, making an official single of Broken Is a Place, signed by Ricky Bird. And once again, for free. How can you beat that? Amy, seriously.
Yeah, how cool is that?
Yeah.
Free.
How many radio stations you know that put on, you know, not non-music stations, I should say, in South Florida?
Yeah.
And even then, some of the music stations, you know, concerts that are actually good.
None.
Yeah. I mean, South Florida is kind of a nexus of bad music here. So take advantage of the good music and the good tunes and the fact that it's free. Come on down. And, you know, I'm just, it's going to be a great time. Amy, you were talking about, movies the other day.
Yes, yes,
we got a bunch of movies coming out. What's going on with that?
Well, let's see. In February, on the 25th, we have Drive Angry 3D. Stars Nicolas Cage as Milton, a hardened criminal who breaks out of hell in an effort to save his infant granddaughter from being sacrificed by a vicious cult. Of course, there's a hot chick and the possibility of unleashing hell on Earth. That sounds pretty cool.
Wow, that's like,
right?
Well, it sounds cool, but it's also, that was like, you know,
what?
It's like, what is it, Ghost Rider 2 now?
Wow.
You know, stunt driver, escapes out of hell.
We get to
Johnny Blaze is a stunt driver, you know, and actually the newer series, he did escape out of hell and had to defy all 666 forms of Satan and defeat him. So.
Okay, well, there's a hot chick in it.
There's a hot chick in every...
Well, that'll get you to go.
No. That, I'm way past that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
If I can avoid Avatar,
projects
and all that.
Well, okay. Well, in March, on the 4th, we have The Adjustment Bureau. Matt Damon and Emily Blunt star in this sci-fi thrill about a congressman who falls for a ballerina but discovers mysterious forces are trying to keep them apart. It's loosely based on a Philip K. Dick story.
Okay, never heard of that one.
Me neither, and it looks kind of interesting.
I don't know. Matt Damon does a great job.
I really do like Matt Damon. He's a very good actor.
He is. I mean, you look at him compared to Ben Affleck.
Series. I mean, come on.
I mean, you look at him compared to Ben Affleck, though. Ben Affleck, have maybe one or two decent movies. But,
yeah, that's true.
But when it comes to, Damon there, and I mean, they both came from the same place.
Yes.
You know, riding Good Will Hunting. And now, what was it? Affleck went off with J-Lo, and, Damien hooked up with a bartender with a kid.
True.
But, look at the Bourne series. And that's actually, I hear tell, the fourth Bourne movie that's going to be coming out.
Oh, there's another one coming out?
Supposedly there's going to be a fourth Bourne movie in the next year, the next 2 years or so.
Okay, well, moving on, we have still in March on the 11th, Battle Los Angeles. This alien invasion story features a full-out battle to save Los Angeles after most of the other major cities in the world have fallen to the invaders. It's up to Marine Staff Sergeant Aaron Eckhart. You'll remember him as Harvey Dent in the Dark Knight series.
That's right.
Show. And
Dark Knight series, movie.
I'm sorry, the movie. Well, I'm thinking of the whole
Dark
Batman
Knight
series,
movie.
And his platoon to save the Earth. It also stars Michelle Rodriguez. She was in Avatar, your favorite show. And Bridget Monahan. She was in, you remember her as in I, Robot. She was Susan Calvin.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know who you're talking about now.
Yeah. Okay, and let's see, March, same day, Black Death. As the plague ravages Europe, emissaries from the church are on a mission to stamp out suspected paganism, in one village that appears untouched by the Black Death. It stars Sean Bean. He was Lord of the Rings, and he also was Zeus on the Percy Jackson and the Olympians.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He was Boromir.
No, he played Zeus.
No, in Lord of the Rings, he played Boromir.
You know what? I actually never saw Lord of the Rings.
What?
I know. Isn't that weird? But I don't know. It just
How can you be on this show and not have seen Lord of the Rings? Have you at least read the book?
No.
No, of course not.
I just had no inkling to see it. It just was, I don't know. I just didn't want to see
Minus the, 8-hour ending of the last one. It was actually really good.
I didn't
see
the end.
We didn't see the 8 hours. I remember when that came out, I was in the theater, and, after the 4-hour, 5-hour movie itself, just with a line of guys all waiting to ram the door to get to the bathroom, and then the screen keeps going white, and then stuff keeps popping up, and I just remember at one point I'm like, all right, my fandom is lost. I don't care. I got to go to the bathroom. And I just, like, I yelled out, screw it, and I hit the, you know, hit the door, and everybody started laughing, and I'm sure somebody had to have peed himself in the line, but I'm just glad it wasn't me.
Okay, well, the next, you know, there's nothing until, like, June, and premieres on the 17th, Green Lantern.
That's right.
And that's
Ryan Reynolds.
Yes, Ryan Reynolds, the very hot with the abs of steel. You know, I saw him in a movie that I think went straight to DVD because I don't remember it out in the theaters. It was called Buying the Cow.
Yeah, I think that was a straight to DVD
one,
but I haven't seen that one.
And I have it on DVD, actually. It was in, like, the $4 bin.
Well, there you go.
And I needed to, I'm like, well, this looks good. And it was actually a pretty good movie. And he was, like, running around naked, but he had something over him.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, he was pretty hot.
Yeah, he seems to be doing that more and more in most movies.
He does that a lot, but... Well, come on, look at his body.
Well, yeah.
You would do that, too, if you look like...
If I looked like Ryan Reynolds, I would totally abuse the power.
Exactly.
Especially seeing as how he will be Deadpool.
And lastly, in July, we have Cowboys and Aliens.
That's right, starring Daniel Craig.
Yes.
That looks kind of interesting. I mean, it's like future... I'm not sure if it's futuristic cowboys... Or if it's actual Wild West Cowboys, because, I mean, you know, the trailer I saw, he wakes up with a bracelet that's clearly alien.
Exactly.
And he just touches it, and it turns into a gun, and he just starts firing it like he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, if you really were back there in that time period, you would get shot for having that on your wrist.
You're right, actually, come to think about it. They'd be like, what?
But everybody's cool with it. They're just like, oh, check that out. He's got a gun. He's got a bracelet that turns into a gun.
Yeah. He has, like, amnesia, so he doesn't, like,
yeah, and he has no clues, of course. You know,
yeah, but
he has
Harrison
no
Ford's in it.
Harrison Ford's going to be in it?
Yes, Harrison Ford's in it. I saw the you saw the trailer.
I don't remember seeing
Harrison
Ford. No.
Yeah, Harrison Ford's in it, and if Harrison Ford's in it, I got to go see it.
Yeah, you like most people.
I love Harrison Ford. He's just, like, the most, you know... He's the greatest actor.
I would say he's one of the greatest actors. I wouldn't say greatest actor.
Well, you know, look at everything that he's been in.
Yes, the three Indiana Jones movies and then one rape film.
Yeah, the Indiana Jones. I love Indiana Jones.
Except for the last one.
Well, you know what? I had to see it anyway.
I had to go. Oh, I went to theaters the day it came out.
Was in it.
In the last one?
The third one. Yeah, that would suck, too. But, it was pretty good.
But Last Crusade did not suck. Last Crusade was the best one of the series.
Well, it was okay. But, you know, Sean Connery's in it, so. You're right. The last one kind of sucked.
All right. Well, before we go, I actually kind of have something funny that I have a new goal in life. I found somebody the other day that I was, you know, being my normal self and cracking jokes. And she started laughing, but her laugh is more like her hiccuping to death. So I'm actually really tempted to find out if I'm funny enough to, A, kill her, and then get away with it. Then I'd be labeled like the ultimate comedian, because I could literally say,
I killed someone to death.
I killed somebody with laughter.
That's right. I killed them with laughter.
Yes. I don't even remember what I said that would, like, cause this whole excitement. I just remember the more I laughed, the more it caused her to laugh, and it was just kind of this whole chain reaction to where she's on the ground almost dying. And I'm just like, should I keep going or do I stop now?
And you kept going.
Oh, of course.
Of course you did. You wouldn't be Chris if you didn't.
Yeah, she's still living today, but...
not for long.
Not for long, according to my plans. I honestly think I can get away with it because there is no rule against killing with laughter.
I don't think anyone's ever killed anyone by laughter.
I'll be the first.
Yes, you will.
As we wrap up this episode of That Sci-Fi Show right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, I'm Chris West. She's Sci-Fi Amy. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to check out our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. For more information about everything we do, come check us out February 12th as Rick Bird from Joan Jett and the Blackheart will be joining us at the Love of Recovery Festival we're going to be having at the Seaside End. Be sure to go to holisticlifestylesradio.com, download the Broken as a Place, burn it to CD, bring it on out, and have it signed by Ricky Bird. We'll be out there, me and Amy, promoting That Sci-Fi Show on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. And until we see you next time, goodbye.
The opinions expressed on this sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burr. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Grown Alive, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burr, presented by and the Seaside Inn, located at 311 Briny Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com. WWNA, Pompano Beach. AM 1470, with even more information you can use. Join pharmacist and educator Jerry Hickey and the entire Invite team for Invite Health, Monday through Friday afternoons at 1, right here on South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. AM 1470, WNN, is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470, WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Hey, everybody, it's Nelson Locke from Value Financial. You know who I am. I've been a sponsor.